Real News with David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what the Democrats have said in the past, what they said today, what they're saying today, and what they're not saying still today. And that is the word or the term open borders. They can't use that word. They won't or will rarely use the word gun confiscation when they talk about gun control. They will use the term gun control, and this last round that we've seen, last year or so, of course, after Parkland, they've started talking, many of them, openly about gun confiscation, as they use children to push their gun confiscation agenda. That was where this was always headed. And now, as we look at the things that Dianne Feinstein is doing, essentially saying that within 100 miles of the border, you can do anything you want, including human trafficking, and you can't be arrested. Yeah, we're going to make it a police-free zone within 100 miles of the border if she gets her sloppily written Feinstein bill through. I call it the Feinstein-Frankenstein bill. She doesn't know what a monster she's created with that bill, but she doesn't really care. This is all about rhetoric. It's about hyper-hype hypocrisy. I mean, this is hypocrisy over the top that we're saying this. It's just amazing how this is going, and it's having a lot of effect. You're seeing a lot of conservatives, even President Trump, is starting to get wobbly a bit on this. He's still talking tough, but he's telling the GOP, as they're getting very wobbly, even the conservatives, the House Freedom Caucus, it's like, oh, we got to do something about this. We got to help these dreamers and so forth. I tweeted out today. I said, you understand, just an encapsulation of what I said yesterday. If you look at 250 kids coming across the border, that's the official number. That's the number that they catch. That's just the number that they catch. And you look at the average size of a school in Texas, and of course, Texas is overwhelmingly the place that they're coming across, far more than even California. So you look at the average size of a school, a little bit over 500, and I said, every 2 days we have to build a new school for the dreamers. Hello, dreamers. Goodbye, American dream, because you're paying for those new schools, a new one every 2 days, for these foreign citizens coming here, being dragged across a very dangerous border by their parents, because they've been encouraged to do so by Democrat policies, by the open borders, although they refuse to say the open border, and by the welfare state. All the libertarians who want to talk about open borders from their ivory tower, I understand. I don't want the government controlling my movement. Why don't you focus on the TSA, however? You know, the TSA, one of the stories we have today is we've got a Kansas judge saying you can't look at voter ID. You can't look at ID for voting. You know what that's about, don't you? And of course, this is a judge that was not appointed by Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. This is a judge that was appointed by George W. Bush. But of course, they're going to look at your ID when you go to fly and so forth. So let's kind of switch this around. We want to get upset about the borders, with the planes, but then you know, we go over everybody with a microscope. We take a 96-year-old woman in a wheelchair, and she gets a 6-minute going over by TSA people. But, you know, these people who come across the border, just let them in. And don't check their ID when they go to vote either. Come on. We know what this is really about. And President Trump had some things to say yesterday at a meeting. So we're going to go over that. We're also going to take a look at our new neighbor to the north, formerly known as Canada, now to be known as cannabis. They have become the second nation in the world to legalize marijuana. And this is after 9 decades of prohibition. Evidently, they started on marijuana a little bit earlier than we did. Maybe we had it prohibited even before. I guess with reefer madness and stuff like that, we had it prohibited even before the unconstitutional UN agenda that was enacted verbatim by Richard Nixon 10 years after the UN created it. He called it the war on drugs, the 4 schedules and all the drugs that were put into those 4 schedules, saying that marijuana has no medical use. An obvious lie. We're not falling for that. And we do have a 10th Amendment, so yeah. It was never legal. It was just a UN agenda that Richard Nixon put in. They stopped it in Canada. We'll take a quick look at that as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now, you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. We're going to talk about what's going on, as I pointed out at the top of the hour, the hyper-hype hypocrisy from the Democrats, from the mainstream media. The word that they will not use, or the phrase that they will not use, open border, we know what that is about. They won't say it, but we know what their policy is, and we know what the policy of Obama was. So we're going to take a look at that again today. There's some new news coming out about that. And before we get to that, I want to talk about what they don't want us to talk about, and that is the Inspector General report and a lot of the things that continue to come out of that. We had some bombshell revelations being pointed out of the Inspector General's report by Congressman Jordan yesterday. By Congressman Mark Meadows. We're going to be playing that for you as well. Before we get to that news, the good news is the United States announced that it is pulling out of the UN. No, not out of the UN. I'm afraid not. Just out of the UN Human Rights Council. Yeah, we need to pull out of the UN altogether, not just the human rights hypocrisy that they have going on there. What we should be doing, folks, is we should be getting out of the UN. We should get the UN out of the U.S. We should get Nikki Haley out of the Trump administration. That's really what needs to be done. But this is a start, a small start. I don't expect to see it go any further, but we can certainly hope, can't we, that we would get out of the UN? That is something that needs to be done. But at least they're getting out of that hypocritical sub creature that's there as well. And speaking of organizations that have been focused on attacking conservative groups, attacking our nationality, one of the lead groups has been, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center. We talked about this yesterday, the $3.4 million lawsuit that they got because they labeled some former Muslims who are attacking Islam and the Islamic extremists. They were talking about things. One of them was a lady who was a child, had been mutilated by the Muslims as part of their religion. And the organization was the Quilliam Foundation and specifically Majid Nawaz, as well as that lady. They were targeted by the SPLC. They were put on the field guide to Islamic extremism. And they were told by these people, hey, we're not Islamic extremists. We're attacking the extreme positions of Islam. These Islamic fundamentalists, the ones who actually read what Muhammad's book was about and follow it. They like to call them extremists. They're actually fundamentalists. They actually fundamentally believe in the religion of Islam. And because they were believing in the religion of Islam causes them to do things like female genital mutilation, suicide attacks, and so forth. These people were calling them out on it. So then the Southern Poverty Law Center defended the Islamic fundamentalists, the Islamic jihadis, and attacked these people. They were notified of it. The SPLC left that there for 2 years, so that was evidence of malice. Now here's the update today. About 60 organizations are considering lawsuits against the SPLC. Because they have been maliciously defaming people for a very long time, including InfoWars, many conservative organizations. Some of these that are reported in this PJ Media report, one of them is a Christian legal nonprofit leader, confirmed that to Pajama Media, PJ Media on Tuesday. So we haven't filed anything against the SPLC, but I think a number of organizations have been considering filing lawsuits because they've been doing a lot of organizations exactly what they did to the Quilliam Foundation and Majid Nawaz. And one of the organizations has filed a lawsuit against GuideStar. This is Liberty Council. They filed a lawsuit against GuideStar. GuideStar is a charity navigation organization. In other words, they will tell you about worthy charities to donate to. And what GuideStar did was to take Liberty Council off after they were put on a hate list by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, ironically, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been flagged by many charity guides. I say people on the left who say they don't really spend their money doing the things that they say that they're doing, fighting the Ku Klux Klan and so forth. They really put it in offshore accounts. And that's been documented over and over again. Had a lot of people on the left call them out about this. I did a report. I'm going to have to run that report. I referenced it yesterday, called Prophets of Hate, P-R-O-F-I-T-S of Hate, talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center and how they stash their money offshore, the millions of dollars they stash offshore rather than fighting the good fight that they tell liberals that they're actually going to be fighting. And one of the things that they had in PJ Media here at the bottom of the article, they completely misconstrued the Southern Poverty Law Center. They said the Southern Poverty Law Center started as a group to oppose racist terrorism and its first legal action targeted the Ku Klux Klan. Well, yeah, maybe. Not really, though. Morris Dees, who founded it, and it wasn't much of an organization other than Morris Dees at the beginning with a mailing list that he got from the Democrat Party. Morris Dees did not fight the Ku Klux Klan. Not when the Ku Klux Klan was burning buses and beating protesters in Birmingham, Alabama. He defended them, and he made more than the average family of four made in a year for defending the Ku Klux Klan in the early 60s. And then after he made all that money, he took a powder on the civil rights movement. And he took that cash and he started a direct mail order business because he could make more money doing that than he could defending people's freedom or fighting the Ku Klux Klan. Then later on, he decided that after the Ku Klux Klan was really no longer a factor in the 1970s, that he could make a lot of money fundraising off the Ku Klux Klan after he'd made a lot of money defending the Ku Klux Klan and the civil rights movement and doing nothing else during the civil rights movement. So let's not give them credit for fighting the Ku Klux Klan. And then we have Austin here today. I heard on the radio that Austin is going to be going to one of these refugee centers. We'll be talking about this today, not necessarily about what Austin is doing. I'll just give you this news right here. They're now calling themselves a freedom city, not a sanctuary city. They're a freedom city. So they're always playing with the terminology to seize the high ground. It's all about that. That's why the liberals stole the term liberal. Liberal used to mean that you supported liberty, and that included not just personal liberty, but economic liberty. No, no, no. Now it means that you're a socialist, but that's not good. They have to use the term progressive. People figured out what liberal is, so they and socialism, that's got a real negative connotation to some people, not to Elon Musk. He thinks it's a good term to use. But a lot of people still have a problem with those two terms. So they came up with progressive because that sounds really good. But now they're talking about being a freedom city, they say, in Austin. And, of course, this began when the Texas legislature said you are going to have to notify ICE of dangerous criminals simply because it started right here in Austin. We had the sheriff in Travis County, where Austin is located. After she got elected, she said, I'm not going to notify ICE of any criminals that are in my custody unless they have committed three specific crimes. And then within about a week or two, somebody pointed out, by the way, you've got a guy here in your jail that you say you're not going to notify ICE about when you release him. And this guy, and I think it was sexual crime or violence against women or violence against children or something like that. That wasn't on her list of three crimes. And she goes, okay, four crimes now. See, that's the way this works. That's the way this, very selective about what they're going to do. Now they are saying that they're going to double down and they are not going to, they're continuing their fight as they try to fight this law that says, no, you will tell, ICE about criminals that are in your custody so that you don't release them without ICE knowing that. No, they want to release them into the general population. That is the most amazing thing about all this. And when we look at other jurisdictions, let's not forget New Jersey. Yesterday we talked about the mass shooting that they ignored, even though they've had a raft of new gun control laws there. Where can you get paid $466,000 a year to wash trucks? Oh, that would be the special deals that the union has set up in the New Jersey ports. $466,000 to wash trucks. It's called corruption. It's called New Jersey. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about what's going on at the border. The hypocrisy, the refusal to use the term open border, just like they don't like to say gun confiscation, but we know that's where they're headed as well. And using children as the shock troops, the visceral incidents of children that they are using. And, of course, the pictures that we saw from the Obama administration. And some people have gone back and said, remember when we published these at Breitbart? Remember all the pictures that we took at the detention centers? They're indistinguishable from the ones that are coming out today. As a matter of fact, we had that big fake news scandal that the Twitterverse erupted in retweeting those pictures of, look at this, Trump's got kids locked up in cages. And that was from the Obama administration. But, of course, Hillary Clinton tells us, no, that never happened. So just, you know, these are not the pictures that you're looking for. Don't pay attention to the pictures that were taken 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Just look at the pictures that they took 3 to 5 days ago. Those are the only ones you're allowed to look at. And don't compare the two to see that nothing has changed. We're going to talk about that. But before we do, we're going to get into some new information about the Inspector General report, because that's one of the things that they don't want you to see. That's another part of the reason they're hyping this so much. And I want to talk about you know, what has come out in the last day or so. You know, there was an article from the American Conservative, and I was real interested to see this title. They said, the real takeaway from this Inspector General report is that the FBI influenced the election of a U.S. president. Yeah, it wasn't the Russians. There's no Russian collusion. And I've said many times when Megyn Kelly came here to InfoWars to interview Alex Jones, shortly after she had done her very first program, I think Alex was the second one that she interviewed, she had talked to Vladimir Putin, and she interviewed those of us here at the staff as well. Didn't use anything I had to say to her, because one of the things I had to say to her was, I said, I'm not worried about the Russian influence of the election. I'm not worried about what Putin did to our election. I'm concerned about what Brennan, Clapper, Hayden, Comey did to our election. That's what I'm concerned about. I said, they're the ones who are really manipulating our country's election. And now we've got the American Conservatives saying the same thing too. It's become pretty obvious now, hasn't it? With all the documentary proof that's come out, it's become pretty obvious. It's kind of like the Snowden leaks that came out. Everybody used to laugh at the idea that your monitor is watching you or your phone is listening to you, until we saw the Snowden leaks, and then we realized, oh yeah, it was documented that we were no longer conspiracy theorists with tinfoil hats on because we're worried that the government is listening to our thoughts. No, they only spend, you know, $300 to $400 million a year to try to influence our minds. And that's not through the internet. No, they spend even more trying to influence our minds through the internet. No, this is through a creepy, weird technology, wireless technology, because it's not enough to use drugs and propaganda. They want to get into your brain, and they want to do it wirelessly. And just look at the DARPA projects that have been going on. Look at the research they've been doing for the last 70 years, plus more than 70 years. Anyway, the FBI influenced the election of a U.S. president. That's right. The real takeaway is this. The FBI influenced that election. And one of the things I thought was interesting here, I picked up on this, is Michael Horowitz was the guy who did Fast and Furious investigation. Nothing came of that, did it, either. So don't expect to see too much more coming out of this. We have some people like Mark Meadows with a new revelation, some new takeaways on it. But, you know, when we look at what's going on in Washington and how bad the problem is there, even before we get into the specifics of the Inspector General, this other thing caught my eye, and it's from the Daily Bell. A study has confirmed that most psychopaths in the United States live in Washington, D.C. This may come as a surprise to you, or if you're like me, it does not come as a surprise to you. This is a study conducted by Ryan Murphy called Psychopathy by State. And he included the District of Columbia in his research. And when he took that little area, the District of Columbia, they swamped everybody else in terms of the number of psychopaths. And we'll tell you what the trends are here. But the first thing that he drew from this, a conclusion, is that psychopaths are drawn to power. Really? Really? I've said that before. I've said the problem is the deep state in Washington, D.C. isn't a swamp. It's a black hole. and they attract the most evil and corrupt people in government, in business, and everything there. Why? Because that's where all the money and power are. That's, you know, they ask the bank robber, why do you rob banks? He said, well, that's where the money is. You know, why do you get into politics? Well, that's where the money is. And so the money is in Washington, D.C. He said, of course, this is not a new study. This is something that actually goes back to 2016. But it's time that we take a look at this because, you know, it didn't get any coverage at that time. Psychopaths are likely to be effective, most effective in the political sphere. That ability serves them very well. If you haven't noticed that with Hillary Clinton and other people, or the people that you're seeing now in the FBI, for example. And he points out it's not just the power corrupts, it's that the already corrupt people seek to have power, seek to have money. They said, the way that you identify a psychopath is low neuroticism, high extroversion, low agreeableness, low conscientiousness. And of course, John Kiriakou, who is a whistleblower who worked for the CIA and went to jail over CIA torture because he exposed it. None of the people who did it, none of the psychopaths who did it went to jail. One of the reasons they didn't go to jail was because Gina Haspel destroyed all the evidence. You know, and I've thought about that many times. I thought maybe what she was worried about wasn't so much people seeing individuals being tortured. Maybe she was even more concerned about the fact that people would see how they obtained the intelligence that was used to get us into that Iraq war, saying that there were weapons of mass destruction when there weren't. I mean, can you imagine watching the videotapes where they're torturing people and they keep telling them over and over again, tell us that there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Tell us that you know that they're there. Tell us that they're there. Okay, okay, stop it, stop it. They're there. Okay. Give this to Colin Powell, give this to the president. They've now got their justification that they can use. That's probably what she didn't want people to see. And so John Kiriakou said, he was told by some CIA people, said, we're looking for people who are right up to the border of being psychopaths, but not quite there yet. I guess they get pushed over for the most part once they join the CIA. But, you know, if you're a psychopath, you have absolutely no empathy for other people. That's why when you look at all of these psychopaths in the Democrat Party and the mainstream media, all these people in Washington, D.C. crying crocodile tears over these children that are supposedly ripped from their parents by President Trump. You know, that's the narrative that they're putting out there. Totally false. I spent the last 2 days talking a great deal about that. When you look at the crocodile tears these psychopaths are playing, you know that they're not really serious about that. And you know that Hillary Clinton and these other people are not serious about the morality that they want to impose on us. You know, Hillary Clinton's Sunday school teacher. But she doesn't have any qualms about murdering babies, chopping their parts up and selling them through Planned Parenthood. Oh, no, that's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Separating them from their parents, but, you know, separating their body parts and selling them. That's okay. That's okay. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
I've got a couple more things to say here about the psychopaths in Washington, D.C. and how this 2016 study says that Washington, D.C., that small area there, has far more psychopaths than anywhere else in the United States, because we're coming up to Hillary Clinton and the FBI. I'm trying to give you some background here to make some sense of this, because you just look at this and you shake your head and you say, well, you know, the corruption that is there is just unbelievable, isn't it? The double standard, the viciousness. And we got a report here about the changing of the standard for police violence that has been proposed in California. I'm going to tell you about that because I think that's a very important story. We need to talk about that as well. When is police force necessary? Is it just when there's reasonable fear or when they are in real danger of their life? And that's sparked a big debate in California as a bill has come out of a subcommittee in California, changing the terminology of that. So we're going to get into that as well. But when we're talking about power here and the concentration of psychopaths, they said, of course, it's political. D.C. came in first by a wide margin. They said it is also correlated to lawyers. Lawyers have a much higher psychopath prevalence. Another surprise, right? This is just common sense. This guy got paid money to do this study, okay? It's kind of like, explaining that there's gravity. If you take Washington, D.C. away, the top three states in terms of psychopaths are Connecticut, California, and New Jersey. New York ties for fourth with Wyoming. Now, they said they think that Wyoming was an outlier because they had so few people sampled there. But you know, the typical places that you would expect in the Northeast, urban areas. So it's correlated highly with urban areas and, Democrat areas and political areas and lawyers. Psychopaths. Down at the bottom of the list, the five at the bottom of the list were West Virginia, Vermont, Tennessee, North Carolina, New Mexico. I tell you what, I miss Tennessee and North Carolina. It was nice living in an area devoid of psychopaths for the most part. I said the main correlation here was urban areas. And I think that explains why the UN is so bent on locking us up in the cities. It's for control. But it's the psychopaths who are already in the cities who want to get us under their control. And as this one guy says, hey, if you aren't a psychopath already, the traffic in the cities like we have here in Austin, that'll turn you into a psychopath that real quickly. You know, there was another study a few years ago that was also along those same lines. They had rats that they put in cages, and they found that if the population density wasn't very high, the rats were kind of normal. But if they really overcrowded the cages, the rats got very violent with each other. That's something we also see in the cities, isn't it? Yeah, that psychopathic tendency. So I think it does reinforce that. It draws those type of people into the legal profession, into the political profession. And once you get into the cities, it makes everybody more psychopathic. And so while we're talking about psychopaths, let's go on to Hillary Clinton. It turns out that the psychopaths in the FBI were not formally investigating Hillary Clinton, the psychopath, at any time during 2015 through 2016. This is something that came out of the Inspector General's report. Horowitz revealed that the FBI never named a target or even a subject in the Clinton email probe. Isn't this amazing? We had the psychopath James Comey talk about the psychopath Hillary Clinton, and he said psychopath Hillary Clinton had committed multiple felonies with violations of national security because, you know, we sacrifice everything in our country now to national security. That is the most important thing. America used to be about protecting individual liberty. Now America is about protecting the security of the state. How's that? But even when that is involved, the psychopaths at the top are not investigated, not a subject of the investigations. Does that sound familiar? Remember when we had all this talk about President Trump not being a target of the investigation? President Trump was a subject of the Mueller conspiracy theory investigation. He was a subject. Hillary Clinton was never a subject of Comey's investigation. Paul Sperry pointed this out. He said, Inspector General Horowitz revealed, he tweeted this out yesterday's testimony. He said he revealed in Senate testimony that the FBI never named a target or even a subject. None of these people were subjects in the Clinton violation of national security. This is a bigger deal, folks, in terms of a compromise of national security than those Oxford and Cambridge spies, Philby, Burgess, and McLean. I think, were they Cambridge or Oxford? I don't remember which one. Anyway, this is a bigger violation of national security, but not Hillary Clinton, not Cheryl Mills, not Huma Abedin, Combetta, Clinton herself. Nobody was listed as a subject of the investigation at any point in time, said Inspector General Horowitz. And he said this was surprising to him. Surprising, even to a deep stater like Horowitz. And then Tom Fitton, who is president of Judicial Watch, said, well, while real Donald Trump is a subject, Hillary Clinton never was a subject. Isn't that outrageous? Isn't that? It is. He said, shut the Strzok, Page, Comey, McCabe, Lynch, Yates, Glenn Simpson, Steele, Brennan, Fusion, GPS, Mueller, special counsel. Stop the investigation. Stop the investigation. It absolutely is amazing. And the report noted that Huma Abedin should have been a point of interest. This is the Inspector General's report. He said Huma Abedin should have been a point of interest since the FBI obtained from other sources classified email exchanges between Clinton and Abedin that were missing from the 3,490 emails turned over to the State Department by Clinton's attorney. And remember, they said, we won't let you look at Hillary Clinton's servers, just like they said, we're not going to let you look at the DNC servers. You know, they said, we have assessed this. Our IT guy, the guy who works for us, crowdsource, you know, those people, they have looked at our DNC servers and they have said it was Russians And that's what we want you and the media to run with. This is what we're seeing now with this fake Trump is a kidnapper narrative. You know, don't look at the information about how Hillary Clinton bought the bankrupt DNC and rigged the primaries. Don't look at all that. No, no, we're going to come up with a Russian red herring that we want you to look at. And the FBI shows up, oh, we want to see how the Russians got in. Oh, no, you can't look at the servers. And then when all this stuff came up about Clinton's emails, no, you're not allowed to see her emails either. Her attorney will go through this, and he will decide what you're allowed to see and what you're not allowed to see. Contrast that to what's going on with Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, or with Paul Manafort or any of these people, right? The report documented that the FBI did not go after Abedin's emails or devices, even though she was, listen to this, quote, the only State Department employee besides Clinton with an account on ClintonEmail.com. So she's the only one besides Hillary Clinton that has an email account there. But they said, well, we're not going to look at her email there. They didn't want to find anything. And this is why Comey had to come up with cover his tracks and cover really for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton said that he cost her the election. No, he was trying to cover for her, which is what he said, but he's also trying to cover up for himself. The fact that they knew that Huma Abedin was on that, but they didn't want to look at the laptop. They didn't want to look at that information, but it was NYPD and the people at the New York FBI that essentially forced his hand. So he comes out and says, well, I've got some new evidence here. We're going to have to take a look at this. And then within a couple of days and before the election, he gave her again a clean bill of health. No, he did not cost her the election. He was trying to cover up for her. Grassley says it's disturbing that Comey and FBI employees investigating Hillary Clinton also had their own private emails. Yeah, and that's the other thing that Hillary and the mainstream media are focusing on. Oh, but my emails are concerned. But you had your own private email. Well, it was against policy. And the inspector general has said, we didn't have any evidence, says the FBI. When the inspector general pointed that out, the FBI came back to him and said, well, there's no evidence that he had any classified material on here. And they said, well, did you get a chance to look at this? Oh, no, we didn't get a chance to look at it. So they didn't look at Comey stuff. They didn't look at the DNC servers. They didn't look at Hillary Clinton's emails. They didn't look at Huma's stuff. They just take their word for it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'm going to tell you about a couple of bombshells that Mark Meadows has dropped about this Inspector General report. I just gave you a couple. The idea that there was nobody, Hillary Clinton and nobody in her circle were ever the target or even the subject of an investigation, even though there were multiple felonies at the highest level. That was the most amazing thing about it to me. And again, I've interviewed the poor sailor who served more than a year in jail, was finally pardoned by President Trump so that the stigma would be taken off of his life now in the future. But he served a year in jail because of a couple of pictures that he took of his bunk inside of a submarine or something like that. Any picture inside of a submarine is born confidential. Well, the stuff that Hillary Clinton had done was born above top secret. It's the most secure information. It doesn't have to go through and get a stamp by somebody, everything that's there. And of course, she was using her email account in foreign countries, and that was one of the things that was in Comey's report. And then they said, oh, wait a minute, we can't say that she was emailing Obama because Obama has said he didn't know anything about it until he read about it in the news media. So let's change that to a senior government official, President Obama. Let's strike that. Let's change President Obama to a senior government official that was corresponding with her on her email. And then finally, they just took that whole paragraph out. And Huma Abedin was the only other person on ClintonEmails.com. Come and get your national security secrets right here. ClintonEmail.com. She was the only other one on there, but she was not a subject of the investigation. She was not a target of the investigation. Neither was Hillary Clinton. Nobody. I mean, that's pretty amazing. So we're going to give you these other things from Mark Meadows here. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping. 50% off of most of our top products. Things like X2, nascent iodine, and BioTru Selenium in a combo pack. 50% off with free shipping. Also, Brain Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping. DNA Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping. Big savings on that, and an even bigger savings on InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can store it for 25 years. It's non-GMO, made in America, the best product packaging you're going to find anywhere. You can even reseal it after you've opened it. We've got it in 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month food supplies, 50% off plus free shipping. That is a big discount when you're shipping something that is large and heavy like storable food. So you get that free shipping and 50% off. Other things, Immune Wall, Pollen Block, Floralife, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, all of those 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's play Mark Meadows. He had some things to say. Of course, he is the head of the House Freedom Caucus, the conservatives, and the small number of conservatives inside the Republican Party in Washington. Here's what Mark Meadows had to say after these hearings about Clinton and the Russia probes.
I thank the gentleman from Kentucky, Mr. Horowitz. I want to come back to something we talked about earlier, the disclosure of FBI Attorney 1 and FBI Attorney 2. And you said, I think I'm correct, that they did not want that divulged because they actually worked in counterintelligence. Is that correct?
That's what we were told by the FBI.
Okay, but you know who the people are.
Correct.
And I would say based on your report, I know who they are. And what I guess I'm concerned about is you know that they don't work for the counterintelligence division.
Well, two of the agents do.
Agent, I'm talking about attorneys.
There's one lawyer who's in here. So it's there are five people total.
Right.
Paige Strook, two other agents.
But you had a dialogue between Attorney 1 and 2.
Correct.
And those two attorneys, do they not work for Trish Anderson?
Those two attorneys work in the Office of General Counsel.
Yeah, and so would one of those attorneys be Sally Moyer?
I'm going to defer to what the FBI
But they don't work in counterintelligence. I mean, if that's the reason the FBI is giving, they're giving you false information because they work for the General Counsel.
Let me just add, they were talking
about... Is the other one Kevin Kleinsmith?
They were talking about the other attorney there that we have their text messages
right.
in here that they were concerned about, along with the other two. I'm not here to articulate the FBI's interest. We oversee
the FBI. We're going to get to the bottom of it like Mr. Comer was talking about. And I think the other thing that I would ask you to look into, there is growing evidence that 302s were edited and changed.
This is
it gets
very important.
Back to what Ms. Handel said in terms of those particular interview sessions. And those 302s, it is suggested that they were changed to either prosecute or not prosecute individuals. Mm-hmm. And that is very troubling, and I yield back, Mr. Chairman.
And if I could just mention, we have been getting those kind of referrals, and as often happens when we issue reports like this, we get other information coming to us, and we are intending to follow up on that. But I just want to reassure you and the committee, I'm here to let you know what we're being told by the FBI is their concerns. Obviously, Director Wray and the leadership of the FBI and ourselves, I'm certainly
sounds like he's
not
taking
looking
orders
to step
from
aside,
the FBI.
But on this, but it is their interest that the...
I thought he was kind of the independent inspector general. Maybe we need to have an independent counsel to investigate the Department of Justice and the FBI since they continue to lie to people. They're lying to the inspector general about who these individuals are, these FBI employee, Agent 1, Agent 5, so forth. We can't tell people who those are. Well, Mark Meadows said, we know who these people are, and we know that they're not counterintelligence officers, so you don't have, it's not a national security secret. It doesn't put their lives in danger. The FBI doesn't want that information out there because they want to cover this up. The same thing we saw before about the House Intelligence Committee summary. They kept holding that up, the FBI and the Department of Justice. Don't put that out. It's top secret. Well, the names of these agents are top secret. Don't put that out there. Lives are at stake. Oh, yeah, right. And then President Trump eventually released it, declassified it with no redactions. And what did we see? It was what we already knew. There was nothing in there that was national security. There was nothing in there that compromised anybody's lives or any methods or security of national security. It was just to protect these people in the FBI. And this is why I'm telling you, the FBI is still corrupt, folks. Christopher Wray is gaslighting and lying to the inspector general. And yet you heard at the very end there, the inspector general said, well, yes, I want to be sensitive to the concerns of the FBI. In other words, he's going to do what these people tell him to do. That's why you're not going to get any resolution to this. And did you hear that about the 302s? I said, listen to this. Pay attention. This is very important. What are 302s? Well, the 302s are the reports that they do when they interview witnesses, right? So they can talk to somebody, and you've got that expansive law that says, well, if they are inconsistent with some detail, even if they don't even know that they are being interrogated and they don't have a lawyer, but if I'm an FBI agent, or it's actually not even limited to the FBI, it can be other federal employees as well. If you say something that they deem to be inconsistent, they can accuse you of lying to the FBI, and we saw what that's doing to General Flynn, haven't we? And yet, when they did these interviews, they were editing these 302s. That's what Meadows is saying. He says, the other thing I would ask you to look into is there's growing evidence that 302s were edited and changed. How were they edited and changed? They were edited and changed to protect some people who lied to them. Remember I read you that exchange yesterday? This guy, when he interviewed the IT staffer that was running Hillary Clinton's basement server, her private server, we had ClintonEmails.com. He said, this guy is lying through his teeth. Listen, he lied about this, he lied about that, he lied about that, but nothing's going to happen to any of these people. I'll make sure of that. Right? So they would edit these 302s and people are lying to them. They would edit it if they liked the person. They would edit out the lie. If they didn't like you, like General Flynn, they would edit it to prosecute you. He said, those 302s, said Meadows, it suggested that they were changed to either prosecute or to not prosecute individuals. So they do an interview and they edit it so that they can prosecute you, or they edit it so that they don't prosecute you, depending on who they like. That is the essence of this, this double standard. I mean, that is, how many times do we have to see this? How many times do we have to see criminal actions by these people? We've had Peter Strzok escorted from the FBI building, but he is still on the payroll. You think anything is going to happen to that guy? Absolutely nothing is going to happen to him. You got FBI agents who are taking gifts from reporters. This is the other thing I reported yesterday about the Inspector General's report. Came out on Friday last week. And, of course, they say, well, they're looking at this. They got reporters. And these are people all through the FBI that are getting gifts like tickets to sporting events or golfing outings or drinks or meals or admittance to non-public social events and so forth. They said there's a long list of potential penalties. But, of course, it depends on things like the notoriety of the offense or the employee's past disciplinary record. Oh, this guy was a really good guy. He just made a mistake this one particular day. Or the consistency with which the penalty is being applied. Oh, well, I guess that lets everybody off because there is no consistency in the way the law is applied to anybody within the FBI or outside the FBI, depending on your political position. So that means nobody is going to be punished for taking bribes from reporters. Nobody is going to be punished for trying to stop the election. No, they'll still continue to draw salaries. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, coming up in the next hour, we're going to get to some issues that are dear to my heart because I live in a police state, America. And so when we talk about the excessive use of force by the police, when we talk about the war on drugs, these are things that I care about. So we got a couple of big updates about that, things that have happened in Canada and in California. I can't believe that I'm actually agreeing with something coming out of a Democrat committee in California. But yeah, I do. And I'll tell you why when we come back. But at the top of the hour here, I want to cover a couple of pieces of news about Twitter. We had, as Bloomberg reported yesterday, a California judge has ruled that social media giant Twitter can be sued for falsely advertising free speech. As Bloomberg reported, the judge said that Twitter's policy of banning users, quote, at any time, for any reason, or for no reason at all, unquote, may constitute an unconscionable contract for a company that advertises that it does free speech. And, that's exactly what is happening there. Now, I find it very amazing that we've had another judge tell President Trump that he can't block or mute trolls on his account, on his personal account. This is not on POTUS, President of the United States. That's the official presidential account. This is on real Donald Trump. And the judge said, you can't block people. You can't mute people. But yet the CEO, the president, if you will, of Twitter can. And he can do that to anybody that he wants to on the right. It's typically people on the right. And shortly after I had reported that, I had replied to a tweet from a CNN reporter, a sarcastic reply opposing what that reporter had put out. And I was really kind of amazed because there was only a couple of likes and there was absolutely zero retweets. Now, typically, I don't have zero retweets. As a matter of fact, I can't remember the last time I saw zero retweets on my Twitter account. It's libertarian if you want to see it. And, I mean, just an ordinary tweet that I put out, nothing special or whatever. It might get, you know, 30, 40 retweets or whatever. If it's a better tweet, it might get a couple hundred or something. But zero? Zero? And it was something that I wanted to talk about. So I told the crew, I said, print it out. They couldn't find it. I started looking for it. I couldn't find it. So they finally logged in as me, and they looked at my tweets, and they could see it. And they printed it out. But something had happened to that, and it had been hidden by Twitter. I'm absolutely convinced it had been hidden by Twitter. And you know, when I went on vacation, I noticed, because there's an app that you can go back and you can look at the number of tweets that you've done and so forth. And I was looking at, yeah, I didn't really do anything while I was on vacation. But I noticed that on selected days, I had had tweets removed. Sometimes it was minus one. Sometimes it was minus five. One day it was minus 20 tweets removed. I thought, what is going on? Nobody has access to that account but me, and I didn't remove any tweets. So I looked at that, and I thought, well, maybe this application that is looking at these tweets, maybe there's something about those tweets that is being hidden so that people can't see that, and this app can't see it either, just like we couldn't see that tweet where I responded to the CNN reporter. I think something like that is happening. So, yeah, are they free speech? No, it's a lie. It's a lie. As Matt Drudge said when he came here to InfoWars, he said these social media sites are a ghetto. They want to lure you in, telling you, oh, look at this. It's a big platform. Everything is free for everybody. You can come in and you can share. And then the walls go up. And you think you've put something out. And you think you're just not getting any traction. But those tweets are being removed left and right by somebody or some algorithm that is in there. And you can't find out what it is. So pass that around. If you want to take a look at my tweets, you can find them at Libertarian. They may be doing the same. I'm sure they're doing the same thing on Google as well. So subscribe to our channel, Real News with David Knight. That's our YouTube channel as well. All right, we're going to be right back. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about cannabis becoming legal in Canada, and I want to talk about excessive use of political force. You know, these things are really kind of tied together. We have Canada has become the second nation in the world to legalize marijuana. There was a vote in Canada. They finally came up with a mechanism on which to do it. It took them a while to do that. Just as you have these referendum in California and various other places, Nevada, so forth. And it takes a while for the legislature to decide how they're going to do that. The first country to do it, of course, is Uruguay. So this is the first major country to do this. And we're going to talk about the use of police force as it has become an issue in California, and as there is a law that has just come out, a proposed bill, I should say. It's not a law. I'm a bill. I'm just a bill. Remember that? anyway, it's just a bill, not a law. And it has come out of committee, and it would change the justification for the use of force, deadly force, by the police from fear to necessary, you know, reasonable to necessary. And of course, what makes it reasonable that's encoded in the law is if they are fearful about something, you know, like Barney Fife. And I'm not being facetious here, folks. I'm going to give you a couple of examples here about abuse of that standard. I mean, it is highly abused by the police, and they should have reformed this a long time ago. And if this bill goes too far, they've only got themselves to blame for it because they didn't take disciplinary actions. They had police unions that covered up excessive use of force. But when we talk about cannabis being legalized, think about how many people had force used against them that wasn't necessary. It wasn't even reasonable because they had marijuana. How many people have had their property taken from them, their freedom taken from them, their lives taken from them for something as innocuous as marijuana? This is a crime. A high crime by our government that's been going on for a very long time. And it's about time we start to have a little bit of sanity about this. Just take a look at what's going on in Mexico, our other neighbor. We have over 30,000 people killed there because of the drug war. More than anywhere else in the world, Mexico is the most dangerous state in terms of the number of people killed than anywhere other than Syria. Syria has more because, like I said, they have bombs being dropped from planes and missiles being fired. No one... Mexico, it's all being done one by one, mano a mano. Guns, knives, machetes, hanging people from bridges and so forth because of the war on drugs. That's what got these gangs, these cartels started. You want to know where all the violence and the things that we should be reasonably and necessarily fearful of at the border? It's all goes back to our war on drugs. That's the root cause of this. We can build a wall, we can put the military at the border, and we should do that, but that is just a band-aid over a festering problem that is called the war on drugs. That's what's created the danger in Mexico, and that danger is spilling over into our country. You know, we talked about the fact that just last week, or earlier this week, 113 politicians in the election, there's still a couple of weeks left, in the run-up to the Mexican election, 113 politicians have been killed, another 300 have suffered violence, and even more than that, have been intimidated out of the race. Unless you've got a death wish or a connection to a drug cartel, you're not going to run for office in Mexico. That's why it is a failed, corrupt state. And it goes back to the war on drugs. And it's not going to stop, even if we stop the war on drugs right now. These cartels are so large, and it's been going on for so long. That's why this war on drugs is not reasonable. It hasn't worked. You know, we could have a discussion if the 47 years of the war on drugs had reduced drug use. We could say, well, okay, we didn't do it constitutionally. We didn't pass an amendment like we did with the 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol. We never bothered to honor the Constitution by doing it constitutionally and legally. But hey, look, it worked. No, it didn't. It hasn't done anything. It's given us more concentrated, more dangerous forms of addiction, things like meth and so forth. And that's what prohibition always does. It will do that if we prohibit guns. We will get more concentrated, more dangerous forms of guns. And so it's about time that we look at this and walk this back. So some of the things that are happening in Canada, as one individual in the Senate tweeted out, this is a justice minister, sorry, said it's been too easy for our kids to get marijuana. Because why is it easy for them? Because it's prohibited, and because the criminals who have absolutely no qualms about giving anything to a kid if they can make some money off of it, they're not worried they're going to have their business shut down. That's their business model. That's what happens when you make things, you give a monopoly to the black market, to the criminals, to the drug cartels. They'll give them to the kids. So he says it's been too easy for our kids to get marijuana under prohibition, and for criminals to reap the profits under prohibition. Today we change that. Our plan is to legalize and to regulate marijuana, and it just passed the Senate. This bill is called C-45. It's also expected to spark a billion-dollar industry. Given total spending on marijuana could surge as much as 58%, especially as users are expected to be willing to pay a premium for legal access to the drug. And they're doing it smarter than California did. They're not putting, like, California did something like a 45% tax. That's outrageous. I cannot remember the exact amount. But in Canada, it's going to be about 10%. So they're not going to create a black market just by overtaxing it. And this is something that ends 9 decades of prohibition that didn't work. That made it easier for the kids to get pot, and it made it easier for the organized crime officials to flourish. Yeah, that's right. Addiction flourishes. Access to whatever it is that you put on the black market flourishes under prohibition. And the criminals flourish under prohibition. So it was not necessary. It was not reasonable. It was not necessary for police to use that kind of force against people, killing people, brutalizing people, locking people up, as we continue to do in the United States. All right, so now let's talk about police force, because we've had California has, it came out of a committee in the Senate, and I can't, like I said, I can't believe that I'm actually agreeing with something that comes out of the California Senate. California would lead the U.S. in significantly changing the standard for when police can fire their weapons under legislation that cleared its first hurdle yesterday after an emotionally charged debate over deadly shootings, that we've had in this country for many years, actually. They said it's time to change the reasonable force standard that hasn't been updated in California since 1872. They said it must be guided by goals of safeguarding human life. California standard makes it rare for officers who are charged after a shooting, and even rarer for them to be convicted. Frequently, it's because of the doctrine that is in their code called reasonable fear. Reasonable fear. And then, unfortunately, this California AP report says, well, has a quote from a Democrat who says, it always blows me away when law enforcement only fear for their life only when they're facing black and brown people. That simply isn't true. And as I've said many times, if you want to do something about the excessive use of police force, don't turn it into a political football by racializing it. There are people killed all the time that aren't black or brown by the police. And the absolute number of people that are not black or brown, that are killed by the excessive use of force by police, is higher than it is the number of black and brown people. Yes, it is a higher percentage of black and brown people. So you want to get this done or not? Why don't we all come together instead of dividing people over racial stuff? That's what these politics of the Democrats are doing. They don't want a solution. That's why Colin Kaepernick and all these NFL protesters are really not trying to get a solution. They're just trying to politicize and divide the country between white, black, and blue. Now, let's change the way the police operate. And let me tell you, here's an example of somebody who is not black or brown. This is in Burlington, Iowa. And this was a woman who was killed by the police. On Monday, the taxpayers of Burlington, Iowa, were told that they're going to have to pay $2 million in settlements. This is the way this always goes. The police officers who engage in excessive use of force don't go to prison. They don't suffer from this personally. It's the taxpayers who get hit with this. And I'm going to tell you the details of this outrageous case and how this folds into this debate on whether or not we should have necessary force or fear guiding the police.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm ready.
David Knight, as we were going to break, I was telling you that, of course, not all of the cases where you have excessive use of police force are against black or brown people, even though that's what the Democrats will tell you. That's what Colin Kaepernick will tell you. The NFL protesters will tell you that. That's not true. It's a higher percentage of non-white people, but there are more white people that are killed by police brutality. As I said, let's come together. Let's solve this. They're trying to solve it now in California. That kind of division has delayed this quite some time. But the under consideration now is changing it from reasonable fear to necessary to use lethal force. And I want to give you an example of a case that just broke this week. This has been going on for some time. Out of Iowa, this was not a black or brown person. This was a domestic dispute. We had an officer on the scene to mediate between the husband and wife. At one point, this officer, Officer Hill, who was there as an escort during this domestic dispute, at one point, the wife, Autumn, and her husband was Gabriel Steele. Autumn Steele said that the husband was loading up her four-year-old son. So she began yelling at the husband in this domestic dispute and said, "He's got my kid." At that point, the officer, who's already on the scene, because the two of them evidently are splitting, it's contentious and so forth, and he's there to kind of mediate, says, hey, quit fighting, stop it. And then in a 12-second video that was released, you can hear a dog growling, at which point the police officer says, "Get your dog." And only moments later, he fires two shots. One of the shots struck Autumn Steele, the wife, in the arm, and another in the chest. The dog was also hit, but he recovered. Now, the Burlington Police Department and the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation did not have any transparency in this investigation. There's the 12-second video. I guess it's all over the place. It's hard to make anything out of that. But there is more video. More video that was never released. And that's one of the reasons why, in this cover-up, the finding of the jury of $2 million compensation was so high. Because of the efforts by the Burlington Police Department, the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation, to cover this up. They say the Department of Criminal Investigation, the Police Department, the Des Moines County Attorney's Office, have all denied requests for other portions of the video, other parts of the investigation. They said shortly after the killing, the Des Moines County Attorney released a 7-page report detailing the reasons why the police officer would not face any charges for killing the woman. Now, what happened in this in terms of not only covering up what happened with this, but also the lies that were being told by the police department, the State Department that was investigating this, the Attorney General, the attorney of the county there. They said that the officials revealed that even though they had said that he was bit multiple times by the dog, the video shows that he was never bitten by the dog. The shooting was ruled justified. He was not disciplined. According to the official story, the German Shepherd jumped on the officer's back, bit his leg, caused him injuries which required treatment. So they said, well, the standard is he was in fear for his life, and he was bit. And that's why he pulled out the gun, and in trying to shoot the dog, he hit the woman, the wife, and hit her multiple times, in the one of them in the chest, killing her. Well, it turns out that those people who have seen the video, which the police and the attorneys for the state would never release. And this is one of the reasons why the jury was so upset about this. People who actually saw the entire video says that it shows that he was never bitten. So not only does the unreleased video show no bite, but Hill never even said that he was bitten. So these were lies that were told on his behalf by the Department of Public Safety, the Burlington Police Department, and the county attorney. And now taxpayers are going to pay $2 million in compensation to the family of the woman who was killed when a dog growled. See, this is why we have to look at this standard here. And so what's happening in California? Police in California, says Vice News, are pushing back on the new bill that could be a game changer for how officers are treated under the law when they kill civilians. See, this is a militarized mindset that we have in this country. If passed, The Police Accountability and Community Protection Act would significantly restrict when law enforcement can use deadly force. Current California law states that an officer needs to demonstrate that he or she had reasonable fear. And they're talking about an incident in Sacramento that galvanized people on this. After police in Sacramento shot and killed 22-year-old Stephon Clark, an unarmed black man, 7 times in the back while he was standing in his grandmother's backyard, legislators said, you know what? We need to get rid of this reasonable fear standard. We need to say this absolutely has to be necessary. And I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that. It's we have a situation, if somebody is just afraid, then maybe, and they're starting to use deadly force when it's not necessary, maybe we should screen those individuals out. Maybe they shouldn't be police in the first place. And if they are police, maybe they should be treated like Sheriff Taylor treated Deputy Barney Fife. Don't put that bullet in your gun, Barn. You know, you got one bullet. I'm going to give you one bullet. Take the time to think about this before you put that one bullet in your gun. I'm reminded of the situation. It was on a New York subway, and there were some Scandinavian police officers. I don't remember if they were from Finland or from Sweden or wherever they were. They were on a subway train, and there was a mugging, and there were knives that came out, and, you know, people were fighting with knives and so forth, and there were 3 or 4 of these individuals. They didn't have any weapons on them. They were on vacation. They were from a foreign country. They weren't going to be allowed to bring guns into America anyway. And they just stepped into the situation, disarmed these individuals, and sat on them, basically tied them up into knots and sat on them. That's training. There is Swedish cops. Thank you. Swedish cops. Good job finding that real quickly. Swedish cops. And you don't have to use deadly force in every situation. And if your police are properly trained and they have the right kind of demeanor, the right kind of personality, if you're not searching for people because you've got to have X number of women, even if they're not physically fit to do the job, but we got to have a certain percentage of people who are women. You could just give them a job. They may be overweight. They may be undersized. They may not know how to do martial arts. They may not know how to defend themselves or anybody else, but give them a gun. And believe me, they're going to be fearful of these situations that they get into, and they're going to be trigger happy. And that's really where this all stems from. Now, going back to the Supreme Court used the term objectively reasonable fear back in 1989. Well, how do you objectively determine reasonable fear? Police reform advocates say that the reasonable fear standard makes convicting officers that kill people, it makes it very difficult to convict them. They said even in especially egregious cases like this one, especially when the police unions and the district attorneys who work hand in glove with the police and don't want to alienate that relationship lie for the police officer. He never said he was bitten by that dog. And they have kept quiet the video that would expose their lies. You know, kind of like Gina Haspel, kind of like Mueller, kind of like Comey, all these people. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I got just a little bit to say, more to say about this change from going from a standard of fear to a standard of necessity for the use of the police for lethal force. I mean, just think about that language here. The police can use lethal force if they're afraid. It doesn't have to be necessary. Just have to be afraid. And as I said before, one of the ways that you take away that fear is by hiring the right people and giving them the right training, as we saw those Swedish police officers who disarmed that situation quite literally and did it barehanded. And I'm not saying that that is the level. We don't even need to have American police who are as well trained and as well adjusted as the Swedish police. But it would be a nice goal, wouldn't it? Instead of just saying, hey, if you're afraid, just use your gun, you know. We're gonna hire you even if you don't have the physical ability to do the job. You know, police officers used to be these big guys, and they were so imposing that you didn't even... That's one of the reasons why when they created the first police in England, you know, Robert Peel, that's why they call them bobbies, they would give them the big hats that they would wear because that made them look imposing. You know, part of it is just you look intimidating because you look tall. You're wearing that big, that hat that gives you another 6 inches or so of height. When I was there in the early 80s, I know the guards, they would do the same thing with the Grenadier guards. They give them those great big, bear hats, you know, supposedly bear skin, helmets or hats or whatever they call those things the Grenadier guards wear. And the Grenadier guards also have pretty heavily padded soles to make them higher. They could have given some of those shoes to Kim Jong-un. That would have been useful for him when he had that meeting with President Trump. They talked about a foot difference in height or whatever and how it was going to be embarrassing to him. Well, they could have given him some of the Grenadier Guard shoes if they had some that small. But anyway, the they give them thicker soles on their shoes. They give them big, tall hats and so forth. I think they gave thicker soles to the Bobbies for a while. But, the Bobbies would walk around, and they were unarmed. They would have walkie-talkies. They would go in pairs. Yeah, there they are, the Grenadier Guards. Have some interesting stories about the Grenadier Guards, I have to tell you, as a tourist. Anyway, some other day. But anyway, when you have these situations, the whole idea is to have people who are large, or at least look large, and they're capable of handling the situation without just turning the gun on people and start shooting them. Grenadier Guards take a lot of abuse from tourists. They have these little posts all over the place where they come out and they do their marches and things. I'm tempted to go into this story. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay on this story here. I'll tell you that someday. Anyway, the Supreme Court, back in 1989, we'll go from a funny story to the Supreme Court. Now, you realize the Supreme Court said in 1989, I just lost my audience now. But actually they came up with this reasonable fear standard. And they said in this story from Vice, only 80 officers have been charged with manslaughter or murder between 2005 and 2017. And only a third of those were ultimately convicted. It's only about 20 people. Now, we see this happening over and over again. We've seen cities burned down because of this. And again, that's not an effective response to this. To go out and burn down your community, burn down small businesses in the black community, or even white businesses, or drag white people out of cars and drop cinder blocks on their head, like they did Reginald Denny after the Rodney King beating or whatever. That's not a reasonable response if you think that it's excessive. And I'm not saying that what they did to, ultimately what we found out about Rodney King. Certainly he wasn't shot though, right? And now that has become the standard. And we even had the situations of the homeless man who was not black in the hills outside of Albuquerque. Remember that video? They shot him, stuck the police dog on him and so forth. And, they got away with that. Nothing happened to them. They had subsequent to that, a police officer who had been training the police at the State Military Academy there in New Mexico said, I'm not teaching this new curriculum. It is a shoot first curriculum. And that's changing the way we have taught the police officers for decades that I've been here. Very experienced officer said, I don't want to be a part of this. There are people in the police departments that don't want to do this, but it's the police unions and it's the attorneys who are working as the district attorneys in these counties who want to have the police love them and so forth because they can't get their job done otherwise. They're the ones who are allowing this excessive use of force. And so does this go too far? Well, the police unions say that it does. They say, as they're talking about this, they say the much more specific imminent threat of life or great bodily harm standard would become a clear message of what should be used. They said, you don't kill people unless lives are at stake. And quite frankly, folks, this is the standard that is used against us civilians. Yeah, talk about the militarization of the police. Let's talk about the militarization of our language. In fact, the police are the police and everybody else is a civilian. Well, if you don't have a uniform and somebody breaks into your house, you are not allowed to use lethal force against them unless they are coming at you and you have, and your life is in danger. If they grab your television set and they're running away with the television set under their arm, you're not allowed to shoot them in the back because your life is not threatened. And that same kind of standard should be applied to the police, but it isn't. But the police department, the Los Angeles Police Protective League, comes out and says, this bill will put officers in further danger. It is about political expediency, not sound public policy. The new proposal demands that officers have a Monday morning quarterback perspective before the game day on Sunday. I'm sorry, but if you've got body cameras that somehow just were never turned on, or maybe we suspect that they were deleted, or if that evidence is withheld, as in the case that I just talked about here with this lady in Iowa, I'm sorry, there needs to be some Monday morning quarterbacking going on. They go on to say, if enacted, it will allow criminals to terrorize our streets unchecked. No, that's not the two choices here. You use lethal force when necessary and only when necessary, not when you are afraid. And if you're afraid to do your job, maybe you're in the wrong job. Maybe you haven't been trained. The people who are talking about this at UCLA Law School said, obviously, these police unions and the lobbyists have a lot of power and popular support, and it's going to make the push for this bill a little more of an uphill battle to change this standard. As the LA Times says, excessive force by police officers is a national problem, but the solution is going to need to come from state and local governments. That's right, because policing should come at the state and local level and not at the national level. We don't want to have national police force. Not at all. And the federal government should butt out of it. When they get into it, they do the wrong stuff. This shoot first curriculum is coming from the federal government. Arming the police with extra military equipment. That whole program under Obama, that was being driven by the federal government, trying to militarize the police. They are not a positive influence on the police. The LA Times goes on to say the federal courts and federal government are showing themselves unwilling to deal with the problem, but meaningful action at the state and local levels is possible and indeed essential. Absolutely. The LA Times has discovered the 10th Amendment. I can't believe this. I'm agreeing with something that came out of a Senate committee in California and with the LA Times. They won't say that it's the 10th Amendment, but it is the 10th Amendment. It is, if you're going to fix something, the solutions, folks, are not going to be coming out of Washington. They're going to be coming out of the state and local level. Washington has interjected itself into things that are in violation of the 10th Amendment. That's where we started this whole segment. We started talking about cannabis and California and so forth, the illegal war on drugs. But the 10th Amendment is the solution. They said a federal statute has authorized the U.S. Department of Justice to bring lawsuits against police departments if they find that there's a pattern and practice of civil rights violations, including excessive use of force. But Attorney General Jeff Sessions has made it clear that while he's there, they're not going to use this authority. They're going to push and continue to push for the militarization of the police. But Jeff Sessions isn't going to do anything to call that back. He isn't going to stop them from stealing people's property without even charging them with a crime, let alone convicting them of a crime. And they're not going to do anything to stop the excessive use of force and the murder of innocent people.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You. Are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Yeah, remember that?
I will not make any deals with you.
That's
I resigned. I will not be pushed,
yeah.
Filed, stamped, indexed, debriefed,
debriefed or numbered. Yeah, it's been a while since I've heard that. Yeah. He remained defiant all the way through. I tell you why. That was Patrick McGoohan. Of course, that series, if you're old enough to remember that, is the Prisoner series. Patrick McGoohan, the thinking man's James Bond. Actually, he was offered the role of James Bond, and he turned it down. He had already had the series that we knew here in America prior to The Village. It had the series Secret Agent Man, and prior to that, it was known as Danger Man in the UK. And then Secret Agent Man became so popular here that they offered him the role of James Bond. And, you know, he turned it down because he said he was a Christian and he didn't want to get involved in the sexual situations at the time that James Bond got involved in, which are pretty mild compared to what we have today. But he was a thinking man, and he had this to say at the time. And, of course, if you remember the series, maybe you don't remember the series. Maybe you're too young to have seen it. But it's a very interesting architecturally, it was shot in a very interesting place in Wales, Port Merion. I've always wanted to go there. I've never been there yet. It's on my bucket list. And it's kind of built on a hill, and every building there is a very different architecture and so forth. So it's visually very interesting. But it's supposedly this Orwellian or Kafkaesque village that he's been transported to because he resigned. And they decided that he had some secrets and they were going to squeeze them out of him. And so he is gassed and taken to this island, this village, and he can't get off. And so these episodes are how they try to control him, how he fights back and how he tries to escape in each of these episodes. Excellent series. I was very disappointed in the final one. It became a little bit too allegorical, too much of a head trip. But the other 16 episodes were excellent. But Patrick McGoohan had this to say at the time. He said, we're being run by the Pentagon. And this is 50 years ago. So we're being run by the Pentagon. We're being run by Madison Avenue. We're run by television. And as long as we accept those things and we don't revolt, we'll have to go along with the stream to the eventual avalanche. As long as we go out and buy stuff, we're at their mercy. We all live in a little village. Your village may be a little different from other people's villages, but we are all prisoners, he said. And again, 50 years ago, I saw this article that was written by John Whitehead. He quoted that, the Rutherford Institute. This is on Zero Hedge. Government eyes are watching you. We are all prisoners of the surveillance state. One of the things about that series was as he's going through this architecturally interesting place, you know, everything was, oh, we'll do this for you. You can have this, or, you know, you don't have to work. We'll provide everything for you. We'll give you entertainment, distraction, you know, the whole Brave New World treatment until you try to escape. And then they start with the mind control and the torture and everything like 1984, exactly like our world today. If you want to go with all the distractions and everything, oh, yes, it's all there for you. But if you want to fight it, you get the iron fist. But everywhere he would go, there would be these very crude cameras that were turning and watching him, or you'd see statues with eyes that would turn and watch him and so forth. And at the time when I saw it, when I was a kid, I thought, wow, it's really creepy. You know, it's a really creepy image. I think it's responsible for turning me into the kind of person I am today, where I hate surveillance. So maybe you should show it to your kids at an early age. That and the Days of Wine and Roses to keep them off of alcohol and drugs. Anyway, the thing about it was very crude when you look at it, and it's all being piped back into one control center, and they're able to jack into anybody and watch them anywhere they want, follow anybody that they want, which is what the internet allows us to do. At the time that they were envisioning this, they had DARPA, JCR Licklider, were envisioning a system of control and monitoring for people that was far, far more sophisticated, far more controlling than anything that was imagined by Patrick McGoohan, because he's one of the producers and directors of this. He wasn't simply an actor. This was his series that he did in the aftermath of Secret Agent Man. And so as he was imagining this, you had people in the United States with DARPA, the Pentagon, the CIA. They were actually implementing it. And as John Whitehead says in his article, throughout the series, number 6 is subjected to interrogation tactics. Some of those were just enhanced interrogation, if it makes you feel any better. A torture, yeah, that as well. A hallucinogenic drugs, identity theft, mind control, dream manipulation, and various forms of social indoctrination and physical coercion in order to persuade him to comply, to give up, to give in, to subject himself to the will of the powers that be. And in every episode, number 6 resists the village's indoctrination methods. He struggles to maintain his own identity, and he attempts to escape his captors. He says, I will not make any deals with you, he pointedly remarks. To number 2, he says, I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own. And as we say this today, I can just hear the Michael Hayden sarcastic laugh when I say that. I can hear him laughing like that son of a gun in that soundtrack. Ha ha, you think your life is your own? We're not interested in bad people, says Michael Hayden. We're interested in interesting people. And if we find you interesting, we will give you the 1984 treatment. As he points out, today we have the rise of a police state. The freedom of the individual is subjected to around-the-clock surveillance. We have a corrupt government. We have totalitarianism. We have weaponization. We have groupthink. We have mass marketing. We have the tendency of humankind to meekly accept their lot in life. Because as he ultimately gets to in that very allegorical final episode, you are your own number one. You imprison yourself when you decide that you are going to stop fighting back. Now, when I look at this, and I look at this guy who is trapped in the village, you know, there's a village waiting for you. And that village is shrinking. If you allow the UN to implement their urban ghetto plan, they called it Agenda 21. And it was, that was done many decades ago. An agenda for the 21st century. A couple of years ago, they made it more specific. They called it UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability. It's always for sustainability. Of course, Agenda 21 was, presumably about protecting the environment. And they had to take your freedom to do that. Now they're pushing this very hard. They've now given us not only a time frame of 2030, but they have now also named the tactic for which they're going to put us. And the name of the village is Smart Cities. And the way that this is going to roll out is with 5G. That's going to be their eyes everywhere. Everywhere you go, they will have eyes on you. They will be monitoring your every movement. They'll be monitoring your political affiliations. They'll be monitoring your religious beliefs. They'll be mapping you. They'll be mapping your friends and all your relationships. They will determine who the people that they need to pay close attention to are. All this stuff with Facebook was just the beginning of it. You had the Total Information Awareness Program from DARPA, the same people who gave us the internet in the first place. The whole thing was a rope-a-dope. It got out of hand a little bit for them, didn't it? We started corresponding to each other. We started using their technology against them, and now they're trying to shut that down. That's why we see Twitter and YouTube and Facebook shutting people down, shadow banning people, censoring your stuff without you even knowing for sure if you've been censored. As I pointed out at the top of the hour, I've seen my Twitter feeds. I've seen when I look at the summary, an external source that looks at my total number of tweets. I don't delete my tweets. One day while I was on vacation, I saw 20 tweets were deleted, which means that 20 tweets were removed from being visible. They were not deleted. They were removed from being visible by Twitter. We already had that experience happen before I went on vacation, so I knew exactly what was happening. That is the move that they're making. But they're going to put you in the cities. Now, how are they going to do that? They're going to drive you off the land. It's one of the reasons why I got involved with the Bundy situation. I don't like to see people threatened. I don't like to see excessive use of force used against people, which is what was happening there at the Bundy Ranch. I didn't want to see another Ruby Ridge or Waco. I don't like it when the government takes people's property. I don't like it when they deliberately do this to ranchers and miners and loggers. And I've seen it all over this country. And ultimately, the abuse of eminent domain. And here's another example of it. We have in Wisconsin, you know, we heard that Foxconn is going to be investing $10 billion in Wisconsin to set up some plants there. You know, these are the same people who have to put suicide nets at their plants in Taiwan, other places. They're going to be coming to Wisconsin, and they've got a massive eminent domain push there. You got Scott Walker, Paul Ryan, even President Trump's administration are all throwing the farmers off the land so they can bring in the factories with the suicide nets. Stay with us, Greg.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, just before we went to break in the last segment, I said we've got this situation developing in Wisconsin, around the town of Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. And it was a big victory when we heard that Foxconn was going to be opening a factory. They were going to be investing $10 billion, employing 13,000 people. They anticipated bringing in $7 billion a year in annual revenue. And so you had President Trump say, hey, this is great. We're bringing manufacturing to America. And it is a good thing to bring manufacturing to America. And you had the governor of Wisconsin there, Scott Walker. You had Paul Ryan, who's also from Wisconsin, was there. So all three of them were there. And they're pushing this. But then the downside of this is, I'm all for factories. I'm all for developing this. But what if somebody doesn't want to sell their property? Is the government allowed to just take it from them with eminent domain? And of course, this, I don't know all the facts of what are happening here, but that's the case that's being made by a documentary from Reason, saying there is abuse of eminent domain going on here so that we can bring in this corporation from Taiwan that has to have suicide nets for its workers. And, you know, if they want to bring a factory in, and if they have $10 billion to invest, and they're going to be making $7 billion in annual revenue, they ought to be able to come to an agreement to buy that property at a price that the people there want to sell it at, or to put it somewhere else where they can find a willing buyer. I don't like the whole process of eminent domain. And I've seen it abused too many times. And typically what's happened is the way that they're using against the loggers and the ranchers and the miners is to come in. And these are people who have property rights on public land. They don't claim that they own the public land. The Bundys never did. The ranchers and miners never did. The loggers never claimed that they own that land. But they had been given property rights that said you may log or you may mine or you may graze upon this public land. So you can have multiple levels of property rights. You know, it can be the public's land for recreational or historical purposes. You can still have some miners mining underneath it. You can have some cows grazing on it, and you can have loggers who are removing the dead trees so that we don't have forest fires, because when they stop the loggers removing the dead trees, then what that does is it creates a mass of fuel that causes it to burn down the entire forest. We've seen this happen right here just outside of Austin. I've seen it happen all across the West. I had an uncle who was a professor at the University of Missouri. He's head of the forestry department. He told me this was going to happen decades ago when they changed the policy. And I've seen it happen everywhere. I've seen it happen in Yellowstone. I've seen it happen all throughout the West. They got so precious about everything, they turned into environmentalists instead of conservationists. They stopped people from getting the dead trees out. And it's produced so much fuel that it's like gasoline all over the land. And as soon as a natural fire happens, it burns everything down. And then it spills out of the government land into private land. It happened in North Carolina a couple of years ago. So this is the process of it. But as we look at eminent domain and we look at the other things that are happening here, you know, it's transferring all this information over here because we've got a very wealthy corporation that we want to help. And we don't really care about those farmers. They may have been there for generations. They may have been there for a couple hundred years, but they don't care. They're going to give it to this foreign country, company that's coming in. Yeah, their country. We see the same thing happen with Elon Musk. You know, he came out and said, hey, I'm a socialist. He said, but I'm not one of those bad socialists. You know, the bad socialists are the ones who want to take money from people and put them into non-productive operations. And it's like, are you kidding me? You mean like Tesla and Solyndra? Tesla, where you can't even make money, even though you make, you have to have a subsidy on, you get a subsidy on these expensive cars that we can't afford to buy. Few people can afford to buy those cars, but he gets subsidies for them and he still can't make a profit. Oh, yeah, he's not that kind of socialist. Now, he's also out there saying, oh, you know, we're going to have universal basic income, too, because we're going to have robots going to probably take the jobs. And it's going to be something, as they've told us at Bilderberg, you know, you proletariat out there, you hoi poi, you're going to be pretty dangerous when we take all your jobs. You're not just going to be proletariat, you'll be precariat. You'll be the precarious proletariat. We're going to have to find some way to soft kill you. I know, we'll give you some free cash handouts. That's what Elon Musk calls universal basic income. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about none dare call it open borders.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now, you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Earlier in the program, I reported that a judge in California has ruled that Twitter can be sued for falsely advertising that they allow free speech. I said, hey, if you're gonna shut people down for at any time, for any reason, or for no reason at all, you can't say that you are free speech. And the significance of this is that this ruling is the first time, says Noah Peters, and the lawyer for this individual who sued them. He says this is the first time that a social media company's argument that it can censor user speech has been rejected in any way by a court. And again, as I pointed out many times, they have created Facebook. They created Facebook. Facebook appeared exactly at the same time the government shut down, the DARPA shut down its LifeLog project. DARPA wanted to have a government repository that was going to create a lifelong log of everything that you do, watching everything that you do. Your life log. What do you think Facebook is? I mean, how many times have you seen Facebook and social media used to punish people, to imprison people, to SWAT people or whatever? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. That's what it's become. And of course, we have seen when the government doesn't want to do, you know, it gets a little bit too creepy or too illegal or a little bit over the line of being creepy, they call in the people like Eric Schmidt, who said, we will go right up to the line of creepy and maybe a little bit over at Google. And they do go over the line of creepy. But these are their surrogates for censorship. As I've said before, the way they use to control, the way they use the media organizations to actually shut down free speech and political debates. You go through all the extra hoops as an independent or a third party to get on the ballot. And then once you get on the ballot, they use media committees who run the debates to say, I'm sorry, you can't participate. And they say, that's allowed because they're private. Well, who gave them that monopoly? Yeah, the government did. Just like Facebook and Twitter. They go back and look at the origins of Facebook and Twitter. And I've done that in the past. I'm not going to do it today. But one more thing about Twitter. And then we're going to talk about the hypocrisy over this big deal at the border that is happening. It's not really a big deal, but they're making a bigger deal out of it. Now, a popular Twitter account has called it quits for a while because they got attacked because they called out racism against a white person. This is a Twitter account called Racism Dog. They've got over 700,000 followers, and they are not fans of President Trump. They spend a great deal of time attacking President Trump, says the Daily Caller. But in a now-deleted tweet, Racism Dog called out racism in a local ABC News report about a black woman saying that she hated white people and she had attacked white passengers on a bus. And the article was, police say black woman declares, I hate white people, before attacking white riders on a bus. Now, typically what they would do is what they did with this. They would put that report there from ABC News. And then they would tweet that out, and then Racism Dog would put woof woof, saying, hey, here's racism right here. Oh, but other people came back at them and said, wait a minute. She's black. She can't be racist. Even if she says, I hate white people simply because they're white, simply because of their race, or their, it's not even different race, but a different skin color. God has made people of all nations of one blood. There's only one race, the human race. We have different nations, tongues, and tribes. We have different skin color. We have different hair color. We don't have different races. But anyway, you want to go through that terminology. I understand, you know, that's what we're talking about. Different skin. You hate people because they're a different skin color. Let's put it that way. And we call that racism. And she attacks these people, but they called it racism. And then people came back and started coming after them because, again, this is a leftist account. They focus primarily on racism, right? That is a big, that's red meat to these people. I guess that's why they call themselves racism dog. You know, throws from red meat to the liberals, to the millennials. All they know is racism this and racism that, but they're also taught white privilege. That came from Bill Ayers and his, his terrorist group after he went into education. It was, Bill Ayers who came up with a white skin privilege, that group that he had, the Weather Underground. And they've just shortened it to white privilege now. See, he was talking about skin color. He wasn't talking about different races. Anyway, it's racism. Another user says, as someone who is studying this in college. Oh, therefore they are an expert, right? Yeah, they wouldn't know anything, wouldn't have any information if it wasn't misinformation as a college student. As someone who is studying this in college, sociology majors like to say that racism can only be racism when power structures enable it. So it's not okay to be white. And it's not racist to attack white people. And the tweet received so much backlash that the owners of the account who operate it decided to leave Twitter, they said, for just a few days to let this whole thing cool down. You know what they should have done? They should have taken these tweets from these trolls who said things like there is no racism against white people. They just should have retweeted that and said, woof, woof. Here's your racism right back at you. But when we look at that and we look at the insanity that is surrounding and the hypocrisy, as I said earlier in the broadcast, it's the hype, the hype that is over the top and it is hypocrisy, hyper hype, hypocrisy. Why the abject silence from the left about child migrant detentions under Obama, asks Zero Hedge. I said, there's been, as we noted yesterday, it was 2008. That President George W. Bush, remember that, Laura Bush, as you criticized President Trump? It was your husband who created this policy. It was Obama who did a sizable increase, reports the Zero Hedge. I talked about that yesterday. A sizable increase in the population of minors, those under age, for the people who are still college students, held in U.S. facilities occurred under the Nobel Peace Prize winning President Obama. Trump's predecessor, Obama, carried out a record 97,000 criminal prosecutions for illegal border crossings in 2013, according to the Daily Caller. And if you look at the photos that were put out by Brandon Darby, who worked for Breitbart, he says they're virtually identical to the photos that you see right now, the detention centers being run today. But don't pay attention to the ones that were taken under Obama. You're only supposed to look at the ones that were done yesterday. Not 3 to 5 years ago, but the ones that were done 3 to 5 days ago. Those are the only ones that we're concerned about. We're not concerned about the 97,000 prosecutions for illegal border crossings. And as we look at this hypocrisy, we got Bill Clinton, and I pointed that out on Monday. On Father's Day, they're making a big deal out of the children being separated from their law-breaking parents until the parents are processed. And Hillary Clinton was making a big deal of that. Talked about Danny Williams. And Danny Williams, I went to Washington, D.C. with his press conference where he was begging Bill Clinton to at least just take a DNA test. You know, Bill Clinton for years would send, around Christmas time, he would send a care package of money and things like that. And I think he did it on, it wasn't just Christmas. I think he did it on a monthly basis. But he used to always send the Arkansas State Police around to deliver money to Danny Williams. I don't know why he would do that. He just maybe just selected Danny as a random black child, and decided that he would kind of semi-adopt him and then decided that when he became president, moved to Washington, or maybe Hillary decided this for him, that they would no longer send money and gifts and presents to Danny Williams. Danny Williams had been told by his mother that he was the son of Bill Clinton, but Bill Clinton wouldn't formally acknowledge that. He would just send the Arkansas State Police around. And yesterday, Danny Williams posted a picture. Bill Clinton said, on this Father's Day, I'm thinking of the thousands of children. Well, Bill Clinton had posted this On this Father's Day, said Bill Clinton, I'm thinking of the thousands of children separated from their parents at the border. These children should not be a negotiating tool. Reuniting them with their families would reaffirm America's belief in and support for all parents who love their children. And Danny Williams, who believes that he's the illegitimate child of Bill Clinton, but he can't get Bill Clinton to take a DNA test to disprove it or to respond to them, him said, how can Bill Clinton have the compassion to care so much about immigrant children being separated from their families, but lack the compassion to care for his own son that he abandoned? He is a deadbeat dad. And we're going back. We're going to talk a little bit about the psychopathic Hillary Clinton and then about what the Democrats are doing. Even though they won't call it open borders, folks, that's what it is. And President Trump called it what it is yesterday. We'll have that clip. When we return, stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment will be Lionel. And in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about the updates that we've had about this ongoing story about Donald Trump, the kidnapper. Simply not true. One of the things that's come out in this, of course, we've got Hillary Clinton now promoting fundraising for illegal border crossers. They're just undocumented children, of course. And she comes out and says, we've now crossed the $500,000 mark. Here's where your generosity is going. Let's keep it up. Donate to support families at the border. Well, you know, Hillary, what about the American families that are on the border of economic ruin? What about the families who have an American dream? As I said, you know, we're going to bring in 250 kids a day and have about 30,000 of them by August. If we do this, we're going to turn our country into a migrant camp. I don't think we need to do that. Of the people that they catch, 250 kids a day coming across the border. As I pointed out before, of the people that they catch, when we had the caravan, 1,300, 1,500 people, that's about the number of people crossing the border that they know of. Those are the ones that they are aware of, that they apprehend. We don't know how many people are coming across the border that aren't caught. But if we just go with those numbers and look at the 250 kids a day that are coming across, and you look at the average size of a school in Texas, it's about 557 students. So we got to build every 2 days a new school. And there goes your American dream of owning a home, or your idea that you're going to have a larger apartment, or even an apartment that is not a micro apartment stuck inside a city. But then we are subjected to the ongoing hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton, the Sunday school teacher. I told you about this yesterday. You just got to hear Hillary Clinton as she lectures us about suffering children. Here's Hillary Clinton.
Nor are these policies rooted in religion. In fact,
she's not talking about Planned
those
Parenthood.
Who selectively use the Bible to justify this cruelty are ignoring a central tenet of Christianity. I went to a lot of years of Sunday school. I even taught it from time to time. I've studied the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament. And what is being done using the name of religion is contrary to everything I was ever taught.
Can you believe that
Jesus said, suffer the little children unto me. He did not say, let the children suffer.
You just had to hear her say that. The cynical hypocrisy of this woman wrapping herself in the Bible after she has defended Planned Parenthood, ripping children out of the womb, ripping them up, selling the body part. She has the hypocrisy to say that. After what she did in Benghazi, after what she has done across the world. I mean, these people like this, going back to Madeleine Albright, remember when she was called out and said, hey, we had reports that 500,000 children have starved because of your sanctions against Iraq. And Madeleine Albright didn't deny that. I mean, a moral person, wouldn't you think? Your first reaction would be, wait a minute, I didn't starve 500,000 children. No, she didn't deny that at all. She said it was worth it. It was worth it to starve 500,000 children for Iraq. We're not talking about that here, folks. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about somebody comes across the border, if they are applying for amnesty, and we'll get into the 80% of the people who apply for amnesty are bogus claims. And I'd say probably higher than that. But if they apply for amnesty, they're not separated from their kids. If they're caught defying the law, crossing the border illegally, endangering their kids, they are apprehended. Their kids are taken away from them while they are processed through. The same thing you would do if somebody was robbing a bank or if they were drunk driving with their kids. You would take their kids away from them, wouldn't you, while you process the parents for that child endangerment and the endangerment of other people's lives? That's what we're talking about here. Let's keep this in perspective. As a matter of fact, MSNBC yesterday went down to a husband and wife who have a ranch on the Rio Grande, which is where the vast majority of these people are coming across. and decided that they would try to get their right answer from them. And they couldn't get the right answer that they wanted from these people. We've sent our reporters here at InfoWars, have gone down the border multiple times. We've shown you the skeletons strewn all over the place. You're talking about the ranchers who have to drive around with AR-15s to try to protect themselves from these drug cartels, these human traffickers, these violent criminals that are down there. And this is the environment that these abusive parents are putting their kids through as they drag them across the border illegally. And so MSNBC's Kerry Sanders reports Daily Caller, says to these ranchers who actually live in this situation and know what's going on, when you see parents and children separated, why do you support that policy that to many people appears to be heartless? It's not heartless to do that to your kids, is it? It's heartless to enforce the law. And they said, well, it's basically the laws of our land, the rancher Cage said. Trump, I believe, is going in the right direction. I believe he's going to be a deterrent to those to keep this from happening. And then they pressed further and asked the wife, said, you're a mother, you're a grandmother of seven. How do you react when you see that the families are being split apart? Goes to the wife. Oh, surely, like all these first ladies, you've got a bleeding heart and you don't want to think about the situation and what's going to, how this is going to play out. Let's just go with the visceral feeling. We got children here. Let's go with this. Let's go to the mother. But the mother's not taking it. She says, of course, it's very upsetting, but I am equally upset with parents for exposing their children to the dangers of smuggling their children across the border, said the wife. She didn't take the bait from the MSNBC. She's lived with this situation too long. She knows how she's endangered by this. And she knows how the parents are endangering their children. The Cage family also reports Daily Caller debunked the notion that the vast majority of illegal immigrants are fleeing violence and said, that's exaggerated. Very few cases are caused by that. I think most of them are coming over here trying to make a better life in this country and get all this country has to offer. Yeah, that's right. But you know what? Because we've got a welfare state here, this is not the Ellis Island experience. If we got a welfare state, libertarians who just reflexively support open borders in the abstract, you cannot have open borders and a welfare state. They're incompatible with each other. It will collapse the country. As a matter of fact, you've had liberal Democrats strategize over this. Cloward and Piven said, yeah, we can use that. We can use that to collapse America. Of course it'll collapse America. Now, you don't have to be an economist to understand that. It's just common sense tells you that. And so the welfare state means that you and I, American citizens, people who are legal immigrants, are going to have a worse life if everybody in the world can come here and live at our expense, can be educated at our expense, can go on the welfare system at our expense. New school every 2 days. That's what they want to see happen. And it's amazing because we've got a Kansas judge coming in and saying the show me your papers voter ID law. Oh, no, no, we're going to strike that down. A George W. Bush appointee in Kansas City struck that down. Yeah, don't need to see that. Don't bother these people coming across the border illegally. Don't bother the people voting illegally. But yeah, get that TSA on that 96-year-old lady in the wheelchair. Yeah, we've got to protect the borders. That's why we've got the TSA, right? TSA said there is no, 2011, there is no threat against the airports, against airplanes. But there is a threat at the border, folks. There is a threat at the border. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and it had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, Lionel Media. And of course, Lionel is an Emmy award-winning TV news decoder. He's a graduate of our mutual alma mater, USF, where he was assiduously He was trained in the law, chained to a desk as they trained him probably. But he is our legal analyst, so Lionel, analyze this situation we've been talking about for the last couple of days, this legal situation at the border, as President Trump has turned into the kidnapper-in-chief, according to mainstream media and the Democrats.
You know, first, let me see if I get all of this in. Number one, David, you remember in when we were kind of in the 60s kids, and there was an expression, this thing that said, what if they gave a war and nobody came? Well, what if there was an issue and we just said, and we're going to pass on that, and we're going to pass on that? Well, we're going to talk about
that. They draw us in, though, every time. It's just so outrageous, I can't pass on it. I've got to respond. And you do, too, don't you? Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know what to say. It's like, okay, let me get this straight. So all of a sudden, you just woke up and you recognize this. You know, it's funny. Every now and then, you know, the great police officers and men and women around the country will do these ride-along programs. And some pain in the ass citizen all of a sudden will ride along and say, hey, wait a minute. Because Where have you been? I've been doing this for 20 years. Now you're going to be. So that's what we're doing right now. So everybody's an expert. Couple of things here. When physicians would ask parents, the pediatricians, you got any guns in your home? And they'd yank a kid out of the home or.
Yeah.
A parent wants to use, let's say, marijuana because of, let's say, spastic or to cover spastic effects of some kind of a disease where cannabis has helped and the kid is removed or
epileptic seizures. Yeah.
Right. No, nobody cares about that one. No, nobody cares about that in the least. And also, whatever happened to Anthony Bourdain? We cared about him and now, oh, gone.
I never knew who he was, so I never got into that one way or another.
Oh, I do. I just want to say, put it this way. He makes the Scalia murder or death look like nothing, like natural causes. Nothing. Cremated, France, connected with Weinstein's girlfriend, ain't gone, but I digress. Look, we now have this non-issue of these people, and I'm telling you, I know you can't, but I wish we'd say, okay, what are you going to talk about? Corey Lewandowski. Who? Corey Lewandowski. What about him? He said these terrible things. You mean like Samantha Dee? That's different. You mean like Joy Reid? That's different. You mean Sarah Silverman? That's different. You mean what? You mean what? What exactly? What did he say? What do you want from him? We cannot stand it. But you just told me last week that these horrible, terrible things that Joy Reid, well, that's different. I'll take it. It doesn't matter. You know, it's been 515 days since the president was inaugurated. We have 139 days until the midterms. And the reason why the Democrats care about this business that if they don't care if stamp collecting fraud is anything that they think they've got this president on. The reason why immigration means something to them, David, you know, I know, and everybody knows, is that they've lost the African-American voter. They've lost the Latino voter. They lost the people of color voter. They've lost the poor voter. They've lost this bastion. And they have a perfect group of people. They're going to say, listen, you come on in however you want. Kids, no kids, bring a kid. Just come on in. And here's the voter registration card because we are dying.
And we're not going to look at your ID. I mean, you just had a Kansas judge. I mean, in the past, they've said, well, you can't voter ID people anywhere in the South because we had Jim Crow laws there. So now forever, you can't do any voter ID there. And it's like, well, they're using IDs on people when they fly in the South. But now you got in Kansas. The same thing applying here. Yeah, it is about that. It absolutely is big time about that. And they have lost, Lionel, they've lost the black community on this because the black community is not with them on this illegal immigration thing. They understand that it's hurting them economically. You know, we don't have, even in the white community, we don't have our teenagers working anymore like you and I were able to when we were growing up. Those jobs are taken by illegal adults who come into our country. And so our kids are not getting the work experience, and certainly the black kids aren't getting it. The black adults aren't getting the work experience.
And here's the best part, to show you how out of touch. And I got to say this before I forget. Look, I'm not going in any way to suggest that Rachel Maddow was not sincerely crying, because I can run any YouTube. I mean, crying right now has been the reaction to virtually anything that Trump does. People that I know who I know, people who I thought were rational because of Trump derangement syndrome. And I'm not going to do this. But it's interesting, though. And I'm just saying, David, maybe I'm just a skeptic. But let me just tell you something. If you're going to cry, do it right at the end of the show as you hand off to your next one. And you know and I know they were going to be looking at those meters the next day. And let me tell you something. I swear to God, don't take this the wrong way. But if there was a rating spike, you're going to see him go full-blown Boehner on MSDNC. They're going to give you crying and lacrimation and lacrimose response if it works. Because let me tell you what today.
Why didn't she cry when Obama was doing all this stuff? I mean, the amazing thing about this is that they had the phony picture about Trump putting kids in cages. It was exposed as a picture from Obama, and that didn't slow them down at all. They didn't say, hey, we've been busted with this phony narrative. They just doubled down and tripled down and quadrupled down, and now they're crying about something that's been a policy for a long time, going all the way back to Bush.
What is the matter with you? We're the ones who go into war based on pictures from Syria and aren't even Syria. Or
that's
people
right.
who have been dead for like a month or people we don't care. We don't need no stinking evidence. Come on. What are you talking about? But here's
Skripal poisoning.
Right. But all of a sudden we've recognized this. Now, let me tell you, in practicing law and being a prosecutor and being in that criminal mass unit, Florida prosecutor, 13 judicial circuit, the stuff that kept me up late at night was termination of parental rights and what happens to family. And I forget the families of people in Yemen who are hit by Obama's, you know, hellfire missiles. But I want to tell you all this thing called termination of parental rights that's done every day of the week. And I guarantee you, Rachel Maddow, if you think this is enough to inspire crying, I'll tell you stuff that's kept me up for years. It happens all the time. So don't tell me all of a sudden you've just awakened to this. Don't tell me that all of a sudden you, the master or mistress of education, does not understand. And by the way, who is going to pay for this? And if you think, David, that America, middle America, mainstream America, the heart and soul of this country is going to say, wait a minute, we've got kids, we've got lunch programs being cut, we've got after school programs, and you're going to do what? And how long are you going to monitor these kids? You know, there was an old expression that said conservatives believe that life begins at conception and ends at birth because they never wanted to pay for them after they were born. Well, these people, it's like, let me tell you something. What happens to them? Lives begin as soon as they hit the border. Who's going to track them? Rachel, are you going to take any of these people in?
That's what I tweeted out. I said, you talk about 250 kids coming, and that's just the ones I know about, coming across the border. You say that's a new school in Texas, looking at the average size of a school, a new school in Texas being built every 2 days. So forget about having a home because you got to pay property taxes to build all these new schools for all these kids and everything else that comes along with that. They're giving free tuition to foreign college students. When even in New York, where even the domestic kids there have to pay tuition, and they have out-of-state tuition. So if I wanted to go to New York, God forbid, to college or my kids, I would never send them there to go to college. But anyway, if I wanted to, I would have to pay more money. But the foreign citizens get to go there for free. It's insane.
But it's a non-issue that they have. They finally, oh, we got some traction. And it's also, it's meaty, it's low-hanging fruit. Show me, and by the way, I don't want to see kids crying. I'm not laughing at this. But there's one thing, it's like, where have you been? I'm telling you, one day we're going to have to say, you tell Alex from me, he's going to say, you know what? We're going to pass on this story. What? Got nothing on this one. And just ignore it and move on and talk about North Korea, talk about nuclear holocaust. Just say, not now, we're busy. What will they
That's
do
right.
That?
You know, I tweeted out, I said, you know, if the parents take their kids with them and they rob a bank, or even if they didn't take the kids with them to rob the bank, when they arrest the parents for robbing the bank, they're going to separate the kids from them. And I had all these people trolling me. You're saying that people crossing the border like bank robbers? And one person says, the amusing thing about this is they don't understand what you're talking about.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield. Toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins.
There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Oh, but there will be a place to run to if Feinstein's bill goes through. As a matter of fact, Feinstein will make it essentially prohibit the federal government from arresting parents if they have kids and they're within 100 miles of the border for any federal crime. It's written so sloppily. That's why I call it Feinstein's Frankenstein bill. It's written to appeal to people who are all heart and no head. This is Keep Families Together Act. Quote, supposedly will essentially prevent arrest within 100 miles of the border, even if the person has committed a serious crime or is suspected of terrorist activities. You know, Lionel, before we went to break, I had tweeted out, what are we going to do with the people, you know, the parents, if they rob a bank? You know, as a lawyer, you know that they're going to take the parents and they're going to take them to prison. They're going to await trial. They may go to the penitentiary if they're convicted. And then happens to those kids? They're separated. Well, now we're not going to be able to do that. And it's not restricting it just to border crossing. It's any federal crime the way she wrote this thing. I mean, it's crazy. No. And she's got a Republican co-sponsor on it as well.
If you and your wife pull a Bonnie and Clyde and you have an infant kid, no, your kids are going to go away. But if somebody's coming across the border, look, I want to do this new segment called And I don't know what you call it. It's just like, can you tell me just a random thought? Strzok, they said, was escorted out of the FBI building, but he still has a job. I don't understand. What does that mean? And Joy Reid still has a job, but Roseanne doesn't.
Yeah.
What about Elian Gonzalez? Remember Elian Gonzalez? Big story in South Florida. Oh, during the Clinton, they went in with the SWAT team. And I don't mean a SWAT team. I mean the military. This kid is probably, you talk about Trump. Look at this. Imagine this. I mean, one wrong move and that's it. What about that? That was a different story. That didn't really make any sense. And then we have the story, and then we have the Pope. who's now worried about kids? What about all the kids? Look, I'm a retired Catholic. I can say this, I think. But what about all of the kids? What about years and years and decades of documented rape and pederasty and pedophilia? Now you're worried about the kids? What about Catholic kids that it was your duty to watch over? Well, what is, do they?
That's right. When the heat would get too bad, they'd ship the priest out to another jurisdiction, not telling anybody they was a pedo, right? So he starts all over again.
So what happened, by the way, great picture, huh? Great picture. I don't know what, I love when non-Catholics think, isn't he a nice man? You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Look, the bottom line is simply this.
He looks like Jonathan Pryce, the actor.
This is going to, today's what, Wednesday, so Friday, it's over. You got it. Remember, Anthony Bourdain, who? 1 minute, people are crying, flowers, who? It's a Monday. Start the cycle again. Now, meanwhile, Trump says, look, you keep doing this. When it comes for time for midterms, I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen of America, you can either vote for me and Republicans, who basically want to keep your border safe, negotiated a deal with North Korea that they said nobody, I mean, keeping you from the possibility or removing the possibility of nuclear annihilation, lowering taxes, trying to build something. And all the while, I've got this pesky Russian collusion, which, by the way, if you notice, they just dropped that. Oop. Wait a minute. Happened?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with
a large part of what this is about is to cover up people from looking at the Inspector General report. I mean, all got revived right while the IG report is coming out. But, you know, I think Trump ought to run, instead of saying MAGA again, you know, he ought to say MEGA. I made the economy great again, because it's all about the economy. The Clintons and the Democrats used to understand that once upon a time. They said it's the economy, stupid. And now they're stupid about the economy.
I cannot wait for the debate. If I were Trump, I would sit there and say, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. You know what I did. Whoever, Hillary, please. If I don't know who they were. Do we even have, is it Biden? Oh, please. Be just Trump.
Now that's somebody you want to separate your kids from is Joe Biden.
How many times have you ever walked, you know, that's great. How many times have you ever walked into a room and you've noticeably seen mothers grabbing their kids and saying, don't stare at that man. Get away. Get over here. What? Don't talk to him. What? What are you doing? John Wayne Gacy provided much more of a warmth of people say, oh, look, a clown versus Joe Biden. Come here.
Joe Biden's had so much plastic surgery work done on him, he looks like John Wayne when he's playing Genghis Khan. You know, he's got the eyes.
Yeah. Or here's one for you, Craig Breedlove and the San Andreas Fault. Anyway, but right now we have this, and we're going to go through this. It's like, okay, I'm going to pretend now that you think Trump is for basically separating kids. Now, why are these kids here again? Don't ask why they're here. Yeah, but you said, but don't talk about why they're coming in. Just say Trump wants to just separate families. Now, I yet again, I'm saying, all right, I'll play along. I'll see the latest. I'll watch this. But there's nothing there. I'm saying this again. America, the American voter says, you're not asking me. First of all, nobody's watching Rachel Maddow. She can cry 96 tears. Remember that one? It was a question mark in the Mysterians? Anyway, but she can do any of the cry like a baby, box tops, our generation. She can do whatever she wants. America doesn't care what she thinks about this. They're saying, no, these people, what about illegal? Do you not understand who's going to pay for these? Nobody wants to hurt children. And also, it is beyond, it goes to show you, I think.
Oh, they just refuse to use the word illegal, just like they refuse to use the phrase open borders. It's like, look, you want open borders? Own it. You want gun confiscation? Own it. And they are starting to own it with gun confiscation, but they haven't done that with open borders. We know what the policy is, but they won't do that. You know, I'm looking at the things that they lifted out of what President Trump said. And he's saying, hey, the Democrats just want open borders. But then they come out and they say, oh, he says we're going to be infested. You know, all these headlines from USA Today and from Washington Post, he says we're going to be infested with migrants. I mean, that's what they choose to lift out of what President Trump said. They don't even want to quote President Trump saying open borders. They certainly won't use that phrase themselves.
You look at Europe. And look at what's going on. I mean, I got to leave you with this one. I've got a friend of mine who was in the business, the restaurant business. And he looked at me and he gave me this look. He said, how many Central American really poor people, I mean, very seriously poor people, you know, they're great people. He said, do you have any idea of what we're talking about? Do you have any idea about certain cultures? Not all, don't get me wrong, but do you know what we're talking about with cultures and people from not poverty? Poverty would be a step up, but from isolated intellectual, cultural poverty and crime that, and you can't blame them. Listen, I'd be the first one out also. But we're not talking about the Griswolds in our European vacation. We're not talking about that. And nobody wants to even, they just see a little kid. Do you know who these people are? Let me also leave you with this one. I keep saying that because I'm going to hear that music at any moment. I get the impression that we kind of want these people like MS-13 around. You know, David, I'm sorry, but if I had to wipe out a group of people who had MS-13 tattooed on their forehead, I think I could kind of round them up.
It's almost like we can't identify them, right? You know, some of these people are like, well, I didn't know that they were criminals. It's like, that's written all over their face, literally.
Literally. No need for a lineup. Just say you and the teardrop. Oh, you killed people. Okay, fine. So aside from that, but I'm getting the impression that they provide a criminal infrastructure that allows the government to use their, put it this way, someone said they would have put their blood in their veins. The mob, MS-13, by the way, stay away from the movie Gotti unless you have to substitute Ipecac for something. But this fascination that we have with all these groups, I am convinced, and perhaps maybe this is a separate subject sometime in the future, but I always get the impression that the government wants these people there because we need them for gun running, drugs. We want their infrastructure. If you don't think that the United States government could wipe out MS-13 overnight, are you kidding me? Seriously. I mean,
they're useful. They're useful. Just like we needed to have people to start the crack cocaine epidemic so we could have the Iran-Contra situation. Yeah, we have that type of thing happening all the time.
And what do globalists and people want? What do these asset-stripping jackals want? They want chaos, Hegelian dialectics in spades. They want there to be destabilization. They don't want calm. They want everybody fighting. Well, let me tell you something. The people that they're not listening to is Americans. And they're sitting back and they're saying, look, you can argue all you want. I don't know who Rachel Maddow is. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care what Seth Myers or whoever is tweeting or something. I don't care about this. I've got stuff I worry about.
That's right. Yeah, they keep telling us that they work for control, but we know they work for chaos. We're going to find out about Agent 1, Agent 5, Agent 99. When are we going to get smart, Lionel? I don't know. Lionel, you can find on YouTube, Lionel Nation. Also, Twitter, Lionel Media. You can find us, Real News with David Knight on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter, Libertarian. Thanks for joining us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.